Sidewalk Prophets with Prodigal Johnny Diaz. Let Faith Move You and Jeremy Camp, The Answer. You're listening to FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music. Happy Thursday. Good morning. Fred and Mindy with you. It's now 7:03.
John Shirk brings you a retro countdown during the Time Capsule. That's every Friday at noon. Tomorrow's countdown is going to remember the top 12 songs from mid-August of 2003. You can listen for your chance to win dinner for two at Dutch Way Family Restaurants. They have locations in Myerstown, Gap, and Schaeferstown. DutchwayFarmMarket.com. They have breakfast, lunch, dinner buffets, and they also have seafood night every Thursday. Contest details and all that good stuff is posted at WJTL.com.
Our special guests today from the Racetrack Chaplaincy of America, Keith Hunter and Tim Shea are here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Keith is a chaplain with the Racetrack Chaplaincy of America. Keith, anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure. My wife, Chris, my daughter, Lydia, and a good friend, Tim Hoffsmith.
And tell us a little bit about the chaplaincy and what you guys do.
Yeah, I think it's a very unique ministry to what I would call a subculture. Lots of variety to it, meeting people where they are. One fellow described it as a ministry of presence.
Mm.
So I like that.
And how long has the chaplaincy been around in our area?
Probably since the late 70s, but nationally since 1972.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah. A big part of my day every morning is walking barns, where I interface with people that work directly with the horses, trainers, riders, veterinarians, horse masseuses, if there is such a word.
Yeah.
People that do all kinds of things for the horses, administrative people. So really get to interface with people where they work, and that's kind of fun.
If folks want more information, can they visit online?
Yes, we do have a website. We encourage folks, if they'd want to give some information, to contact us.
I have it right here. It's rtcacp.org.
They and we also have a phone number, too, there.
Okay, yep, and that is 717-469-3287. Tim Shea is with us. He's the president of the chaplaincy. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd like to say hi to my wife. She's in the barn now cleaning stalls.
Oh,
so,
nice.
She needs a little encouragement.
Yeah, you start your day every day with a horse ride.
Quite often, my wife and I have been raising horses to race for the last 30 or 40 years.
That's amazing. How many horses do you guys have right now?
We have 20-something at the moment, counting babies, mares, and everything.
That's awesome. Yeah. So how long have you been involved with the chaplaincy?
I've been involved with the chaplaincy probably 20 years, 15 to 20 years.
You must have some great stories about how God has worked through the chaplaincy.
There's a lot of great stories. One of the funnier stories that I think about a lot is, as Chaplain Keith mentioned, part of what he does in the morning, he walks through the barns, and he talks to people, and then later he does an intercom devotion on the backside, and he prays for people, and usually people that are in the hospital or that are sick. And there's one particularly crusty guy back there that's a recovering alcoholic. He must be in his 60s now, and he's been clean for about 20 years, and he's always been hard to communicate with. He's been kind of very aloof, to say the least. And our chaplain went by, has been developing a relationship with him, and went by one day, and they were kind of joking a bit. And the guy said, just do me one favor. Don't ever pray for me. And he said, why? He says, everybody you pray for dies. So don't pray for me, he said. So it's kind of an interesting aspect of being
an interesting
a chaplain.
View.
Yes.
Yeah. You get to hear a lot of different perspectives on what people think about that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Keith and Tim a little bit more. We'll find out more about the chaplaincy. We'll find out about an event that they have coming up as well. So we invite you to stay with us. And on the way, we'll hear from Zach Williams' Chainbreaker. That's coming up.